This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Most of Colorado's members of Congress voted to provide another $40 billion in aid to Ukraine. The bill passed the House 368-57. Colorado Democrat Ed Perlmutter.
We must do everything we can to help protect innocent civilians from the violence and bloodshed Putin has unleashed upon the people of Ukraine.
Colorado Republicans Lauren Boebert and Ken Buck voted against the aid to Ukraine. All of the no votes were from Republicans. Voters will decide this fall whether all Colorado children should get free lunch at school. Lawmakers agreed to put the question on the ballot. Democratic State Senator Rhonda Field says too many families that don't qualify for free or reduced price lunches still struggle to buy food.
Just like a child needs books, they also need to be fed. Because if you're hungry, you can learn.
School lunches have been free for all kids in Colorado for the past 2 years because of a federal pandemic program, but that expires soon. Colorado Springs is discussing possible locations for a rail station to accommodate connections to Amtrak's Southwest Chief and the proposed Front Range passenger rail. Several sites are being considered for design and construction and how to pay for them. The conversation on passenger rail service in the region has been ongoing with feasibility studies and planning for the better part of a decade. Colorado Springs and the Front Range have dangerous fire conditions today. There are fire danger warnings for Metro Denver and Colorado Springs and Pueblo and onto the plains. It could be the warmest day this week with highs in the 80s and close to 90 in some spots. Colorado Springs at 86 today, Denver 88, Western Colorado 2, Grand Junction in the 80s and windy. This is CPR News and KRCC.